The Right Way to Rock, written by Nat Amor and read by Seamus Evans. Act 1, Scene 1. Mac Cooper's bedroom. The sounds of Watterson create a rhythm. The honk of a car horn, the ding of a bicycle bell, the thud of roadworks. The beat builds up, providing a soundtrack to Mac Cooper's awakening. He leaps out of bed, throwing the curtains wide open as sunlight streams onto his face like a spotlight and a bluebird lands onto the windowsill. Mac sings to the streets, "Good morning, Watterson," to the tune of "Good Morning, Baltimore" from Hairspray. Good morning, Watterson. Every day promises more fun. Every night is a wistful dream. Every kid has a brilliant scheme. Good morning, Watterson. And someday when all's said and done, no matter how far I might roam, Watterson is home. Mac Fleetwood Cooper, you'd better be in the shower already. I press stop on Mum's old iPhone, cutting off my musical alarm and abruptly ending my show-stopping performance. Mum bursts through my bedroom door, but she's definitely not here to give me a standing ovation. "Shower, now," she yells, as she fights with the inside-out T-shirt in her grip. "Mum," I yell, "what happened to knocking?" She mumbles at me through the fabric as she yanks the tee down over her messy hair. "I'll start knocking when you start being able to get yourself into the shower before every other kid is already in first class." She tugs on the bottom of her faded Fleetwood Mac T-shirt and tries to pat down her hair. A hairbrush might have more effect, but she's got that "don't push me" look in her eye, so I don't suggest it. "Well," she says, glaring at me like one wrong move will have me babysitting Stevie for eternity. I look over what I call her uniform. Mum's wardrobe looks like Bart Simpson's, but instead of a whole heap of blue shorts and red shirts, it's faded Rock Band tees and ripped jeans, which she actually paid for. The rips, I mean. Mum grabs hold of the sides of her hair. "I swear to Gwen Stefani, if you are not in the shower by the count of three, Mac, I'll..." I don't wait to hear the end of it. I duck past her and bolt for the bedroom, molting clothes onto the floor as I go. Stevie's sitting in the middle of the hall playing Lego in his undies. I hurdle him, yelling, "Stevie, duck! Duck, duck, goose," he sings, not ducking even the slightest bit, but I clear his head with ease. Within 45 seconds, I'm in the shower and have avoided the wrath of Morning Mum. Morning Mum is not my real mum. She's some kind of monster that comes from finishing work at 2 a.m. and having to get two boys ready and out the door by 8:30 a.m. My real mum's pretty cool and chill and even a bit patient. Morning Mum is none of those things. You don't mess with Morning Mum. I tilt my head back and the warm water drums out a beat on my forehead. I can't stay in here for too long, but if I skip washing my hair, I'll have time for one song. I grab Mum's back scrubber and flip through the songbook in my head. I land on "Consider Yourself" from Oliver and flick on my imaginary top hat. I raise the scrubbing brush to my lips and belt out the words in my best Cockney accent, my singing muffled by the bathroom fan and the pelting water. I barely get to the first chorus before Morning Mum is screeching at me again. So I put away my microphone brush and finish actually washing myself.